This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. As usual, here tonight, it's Ian
and Mark.
And again, freetalklive.com, the place to go. In fact, the main feature of the site allows you, the listener, to influence things we'll talk about on the air by submitting show prep suggestions to our website. Other listeners then vote on whether they like or dislike your suggestion. You get to vote on other people's suggestions as well. And the most liked makes it to the front page of the website, making it to the top, the very most top story is the most liked within a certain window of time. Obviously, it kind of has to keep rolling through fresh stories. Otherwise, you don't want the most voted, most popularly voted article of all time to sit at the top of the page. So there's a certain rolling time window that applies as well. Head over there, get interactive. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. And a lot of the things we talk about on this show come right off the front page of our site, thanks to listeners like you. Now, there's something that happened, Mark, that we missed. There's an anniversary that happened that we missed on this program, and I'm a little bit embarrassed about it. It's the anniversary of the only time in the history of mankind that a nuclear weapon, more than one, has been used on human beings. I'm talking about, of course, Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Hiroshima was back on August 9th, 1945. Excuse me, that was August 9th was Nagasaki, and the 6th was Hiroshima. And I don't know what else can really be said about this. If you haven't taken the time, maybe you're a younger listener and you haven't ever seen the photos, if you haven't ever read the descriptions of the horrors of what happened to people, what the destruction was like. We were watching Russia Today, actually. We were pulling it off the KU band dish here at the studio the other night, and that's what gave us the heads up, because Russia Today was covering this, whereas none of the other news networks bothered to talk about it.
I'd heard it on NPR, but I thought it was this weekend, not last weekend.
So
yeah, one of those things.
It did
slip by me, too.
One of the survivors was talking about how the skin was melting off of his arms.
Yeah. You imagine how hot it is for your skin to just melt off, or how whatever it is. I don't know what makes your skin melt off.
It's just when you look at these stories and it's just so shocking. It's just so horrible. And the idea that anybody ever thought this was necessary.
Right. And that's where, I think that you could make an argument for the Pacific Theater of World War II. I think you can say that we were, trying to protect these islands from the Japanese, and that they attacked America first, and so.
Yeah, except that wouldn't be really the truth.
What, that they attacked America first?
Right. America put an oil embargo against Japan. And
yeah, but it was American oil. And if you're of the opinion that countries own their citizens, and the vast majority of people think that way, then the way they see it is it's American oil that America is not allowing Japan to have. And
they were blocking people in the so-called free country from doing business with the people in
Japan. Indeed, but that's more of an act of war against its own citizens than it is an act of war against Japanese citizens. Do you understand?
Well, and then there's also the idea that
the reason they did it was because of the aggression from Japan on China. It was a time in history when imperialism was beginning to fade. It was a much bigger deal back then, and it was fading. And I think that Japan wanted its place in the sun. There's no doubt that it was an imperialist nation. As far as the United States certainly didn't want Japan to rival it in any way. It felt that it had an interest in the Pacific, in the South Pacific specifically. So they were rivals, but I can't fault too much from the factual side of United States policy, leading up to World War II.
And there's also evidence out there that suggests the United States federal government was well aware that they were essentially trying to rattle the saber to get Japan to attack them. There's different things you can point out about that.
It's almost conspiratorial. I mean, yes, I think they did want Japan to attack, but I mean, you know, it's difficult to know who wanted what, who knew what, and when they knew it, and all that other stuff. I'm not saying, but you see, this isn't the argument is doesn't end there. Just because, even if you say that the war was justified against Japan in 1940. That doesn't mean that the invasion had to take place, and that's the reason for the dropping of the bombs was the was because it had to be a complete and unconditional surrender. But the United States had heard from Russia already that the that there were overtures coming from Japan as far as surrender. But it was necessary to drop these bombs? I mean, really? They just felt they couldn't go about this in any other way? Why did the Japanese mainland, when the Japanese had no intention of invading the mainland of the United States, there was a Japanese general who said, I'd never invade America. There'd be a gun behind every blade of grass. Mm-hmm. They had no intention of doing that. So what was the necessity of invading Japan? Why did you have to have an unconditional surrender?
I don't know.
When the conditions that were asked were all to Russia were actually granted after an unconditional surrender. It doesn't make any sense to me.
It's just sick. It's just sadism. It's horrifying and despicable disrespect and disregard for human life. That's all. What else can you say about it? I mean, there's no justification, period, ever for doing something like that. I mean, there's no justification for killing innocent people with regular bombs and regular guns like we're seeing happen in Afghanistan and Iraq. And there's no justification there, and there's certainly no justification for the wholesale slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people. I don't know how many people died in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, but it was no small number.
I would suspect it was close to six digits. I mean, you know, some people will claim that there were legitimate military targets there, and, you know, certainly there were some factories, but you don't drop a nuclear weapon on a city in order to blow up a factory. And the other things they'll claim is that the Japanese citizens were rabid nationalists, and certainly that's true compared to places like Afghanistan. Absolutely true. They were much more nationalist. I don't think you can claim they're more nationalist than the United States, but it's drawing a generalization. Should the innocent people who aren't going to be nationalists and aren't going to pick up arms to fight Americans have been killed wholesale with the ones that would have picked up arms? And, you know, there's no way to know these things. And why? Once again, why was it necessary to go in and invade the homeland and take over and you know, install a military dictator and all these things that were done?
1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want. I just thought that we would be remiss to not mark this particular anniversary. It's one I think that everybody should remember. I mean, obviously, many people weren't around for it. Most of the people listening were not alive at that time. And it's one of those things that should not fade with the passage of time. It's something that should be avoided at all costs.
The first thing someone's going to do when you bring up this subject and you ask these questions like, why was it necessary to, why did the military leaders and the political leaders of the United States feel it was necessary to invade Japan, is they're not going to answer that question. They're going to say, you're a bad patriot. You're a bad American.
To invade or bomb? You mean bomb?
Well, the reason for the bombing was the invasion. Do you understand?
They invaded Japan?
Okay. The concern was you'd need a million men to invade Japan, and that there would be a huge deal of casualties because the Japanese nationals were very nationalistic. Okay?
Okay.
And so to avoid that, they dropped these bombs, and then within days the surrender came. Because the expectation was they didn't know if, you know, they dropped one, then waited three days, dropped another, then who knows, you know, how many more they have and when they're going to drop the next one.
Horrible.
They had no idea. So, it was actually the military, the leaders that forced the surrender at that point. So
you're welcome to share your thoughts at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Also coming up, We've got some education-related news here. There's a story about this valedictorian and the speech that she gave at her high school graduation. I guess stirred some folks up. We'll share that with you. Plus, we've got 7 reasons not to send your kids to college, and they're pretty persuasive. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention. All active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just two HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. Take control. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Features including stuff like our live streams, broadband version, dial-up version. We got them both. Plus, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. and listen to Free Talk Live around the clock. Get on over to listen.freetalklive.com for all the details. Get tuned in. listen.freetalklive.com.
John Shaw and Osborne from Think Twice Productions team up once again with the mighty Stefan Molyneux to present a brand new epic video, The Sunset of the State. See it now at thinktwicenews.com. It's thinktwicenews.com. I've seen it. It is truly epic. It's well worth your viewing at thinktwicenews.com.
All right. So, Mark, I wanted to dig in a little bit further here to this whole Japanese Pearl Harbor thing. You're kind of whenever we talk about the U.S. government and its wars over the last century or so, mm-hmm. you usually give them that one.
I usually give
that to them.
I generally do.
And I don't know why, because I know we've talked about this stuff before, and I usually get a little hazy on a lot of the details mm-hmm. about what happened, because I'm not an expert. I haven't done a diligent amount of research on this as far as the startings, the beginnings of the Japanese-American conflict in World War II. I'm glad you have, and I've been doing some research here, so you must be familiar with the McCollum Memo, then.
I don't know the name of it.
Okay, well, the McCollum Memo was written as a Navy intelligence IQ analyst, wrote an 8-point memo on how to force Japan into war with the United States. This was written in 1940. Beginning the next day, Franklin Delano Roosevelt began to put them into effect, and all 8 were eventually accomplished.
Tell them to me.
Now, somebody has done us the favor of scanning in the original McCollum memo onto the internet. And it's about a 6-page.
Yeah, sure. They don't pay these guys top money because they aren't able to type out a nice long memo.
Right. But so basically the first portion, the beginning of the memo is a justification for the reasons why the analyst believes that it would be good to get into war with Japan. And then proceeds to outline, and the outline here is fairly short, of what should be done. Number 9 here of the memo, it is not believed that in the present state of political opinion, the United States government is capable of declaring war against Japan without more ado, and it's barely, it's hard to read this, by the way.
It's probably scanned, awful type copy.
It's barely possible that vigorous action on our part might lead the Japanese to modify their attitude. Therefore, the following course of action is suggested. So he points out that, okay, yeah, you know, these people in the United States, the Americans, they don't really like the idea of getting into war necessarily. So there are some things that we could do to change their opinions. If Japan were to attack the United States, as he goes on to say in point number 10, if these means, which I will outline in a moment, if by these means, Japan could be led to commit an overt act of war, so much the better. At all events, we must be fully prepared to accept the threat of war. So here are the 8 things that he was advising Franklin Delano Roosevelt to do in order to get into the war that they wanted so much. A. Make an arrangement with Britain for the use of Britain bases in the Pacific, particularly Singapore. B. Make an arrangement with Holland for the use of base facilities and acquisition of supplies in the Dutch East Indies. C. Give all possible aid to the Chinese government of Chiang Kai-shek. D. Send a division of long-range heavy cruisers to the Orient, Philippines, or Singapore. E. Send 2 divisions of submarines to the Orient. F. Keep the main strength of the U.S. fleet, now in the Pacific, in the vicinity of the Hawaiian Islands. G. Insist that the Dutch refuse to grant Japanese demands for unique economic concessions. Undue economic concessions, particularly oil. H. And this is an interesting point. I thought it was just an oil embargo. Completely embargo all U.S. trade with Japan in collaboration with a similar embargo imposed by the British Empire. So basically, cut them off. Move your military troops into the area, move them specifically to the Hawaiian Islands as a tempting target. In fact, as the website I found this on, whatreallyhappened.com, points out, apparently FDR had proposed sacrificing 6 cruisers and 2 carriers at Manila to get into war. His chief objected, Navy Chief Stark objected, saying, "I previously opposed this, and you've concurred as to its unwisdom. Particularly, do I recall your remark in a previous conference when it was suggested and the question arose as to getting them out, and your 100% reply from my standpoint was that you might not mind losing one or two cruisers, but that you did not want to take a chance of losing five or six." Also, apparently, back in 1940, FDR ordered the fleet transferred from the West Coast to its exposed position in Hawaii following the advice of McCollum in the document.
The term exposed there is just sort of that's editorializing. But I would say
it's not editorializing when Commander Admiral Richardson complained multiple times that there was inadequate protection from air attack and no protection from torpedo attack. Richardson felt so strongly that he twice disobeyed orders to berth his fleet at the Hawaiian Island area, and he raised the issue personally with FDR in October and was soon after replaced. His successor, Admiral Kimmel, also brought up the same issues with FDR in June 1941.
Right. Well, even if they are exposed, it's also a more aggressive stance, having them closer to Japan, I would say, too.
Cut them off from all trade with the United States, put your military troops within easy reach, and basically entice them into attacking you.
Right, but that's not, you know as well as I do, that that's not an excuse for an overt act of war.
No, it's not an excuse, but that's what they were intending.
Yes.
So to act like the United States government was just, I
hope I didn't act that way.
But you always
I
hand it to them. And
I do hand it to them.
They wanted war.
They did want war, and they got war, but it doesn't change the fact that the Japanese were complicit in it completely.
Sure, and so was the South when they attacked the fort.
Indeed.
Okay, but that doesn't mean that the United States people were somehow okay or they
military
were...
men and politicians are never going to act peacefully. It is against their interest. It is only in the interest of citizens to act peacefully and soldiers, on the ground soldiers, the people that pay for it and the people that catch the bullets. Those are the only ones for whom war is a bad thing. Politicians and high level military people, these are good things for them. So, of course, right now, the people in Washington, D.C., and every government all around the world want wars that they can win.
Yes, they do. It benefits them, and it benefits their military-industrial complex buddies. I just don't think that you should give them a pass on this just because Japan did as they were enticed to do.
Look, if one of these cops in Keene, New Hampshire, punches you out in your jaw while you're doing some of your civil disobedience, I am going to be outraged. But I'm going to tell you that I think going out there and doing some of the civil disobedience that you do does entice them. You know?
Going out and doing... I understand. I'm not defending what Japan did. I'm not saying they were justified.
Then they're wrong.
That's all there
is to it.
But the U.S. government was wrong by putting an embargo against them.
It's an embargo against
war,
its own
as far
citizens.
As I'm concerned. It's an embargo against those people.
It's not an act of war against... if it's your own nation.
Whatever, dude. They are cutting people off from doing business with one another. That's outrageous.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL, CAI, 1-800-259-9231, and you can join us on our website. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go, and you can enjoy all the features free, unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for accessing their sites. Head on over to FreeTalkLive.com. You can enjoy stuff like our bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. Lots to talk about. Serious issues, silly nonsense. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com are given every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to FreedomsPhoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. It's FreedomsPhoenix.com.
All right, we go to your phone calls. John is on the line in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John.
Hello? John?
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is John Bush.
John, hey, you're out of jail.
Out of jail, yes, indeed.
We had precious little information. John Bush is with us, who we've had him on the show before, from Texans for Accountable Government, was arrested along with Chanda Panda the other day out in what appeared to be a college campus for not being in the appropriate free speech zone and actually attempting to assemble and engage in one's alleged freedom of speech. That's the impression that I got from watching the video, but I hadn't seen any kind of write-up or details. So what happened?
Yeah, that's pretty much spot on. We have a little press release we put out at tagtexas.org, and you can find the video by just Googling or YouTubing John Bush arrested. But there ended up being five people arrested. I went out there. It was during a Barack Obama visit to the University of Texas campus to discuss his wonderful education agenda. He was also in town to raise money for some other Democrats running for Congress. But I showed up with the purpose of ensuring that people's civil liberties were not violated. Additionally, to document the events, I had a press pass even in a camcorder as well. And additionally, I was there to protest the war and try to get these Democrats back to their anti-war sentiment that they had before Barry took office. And, pretty much spot on. We ended up getting hassled by the Dean of Students Office, additionally the University of Texas Police Department. I was arrested as I walked over to another gentleman, an info warrior that was there with his Barack Obama as the Joker poster, and he was arguing with about 10 or 15 Obama supporters. And as soon as they asked him to leave, I stepped in and said, you know, you have a choice to leave. It's not the law. You don't have to leave. And then they said, we want you to leave, too. And I refused to leave respectfully, and I got arrested.
And the charge was disorderly conduct?
The charge was criminal trespassing on a public university.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice that you were able to give them some tax money to keep that university going that you weren't allowed to stay at.
That's right, and that's nice that my president was able to speak his mind, but we weren't able to speak our mind back to him. I actually didn't refuse to leave. I just continued on. I read them the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, and told them that if you guys arrest me, you'll be violating my civil rights. I ask you to use discretion. You're about to violate not only my freedom of press, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, right to peaceably assemble. That's three rights you'll violate.
Now, weren't you arrested after Chanda Panda? Because I saw the video of her being arrested, and you were not at that point in cuffs. So didn't she get popped first?
Yeah, the first person to get popped was a buddy of mine who lives in San Marcos, Texas, just south of Austin. I went to Texas State University with him down there. He got arrested for having a big sign. It was a tombstone. It said RIP Free Republic. And he was outside of the free speech zone. None of us ever stepped foot in the free speech zone, of course. But he was outside of it, and he refused to go to the free speech zone. He tried to walk by a police officer after they told him to go there. They arrested him. Chanda got arrested after bullhorning outside of the free speech zone and then discussing with the officer the whole merits, the idea of a free speech zone, period. She was arrested during that. And I was arrested about 30 minutes later after the speech was already done with.
So how were you treated as the police took you away? Did you stay in jail overnight, et cetera? What was the rest of the story?
Yeah, I was there for about 8 hours from around 4 to 12. The police officers themselves, there's the Travis County lockup, so it's Travis County correctional officers. There's no complaints about their conduct. However, as you're well aware, it's not very pleasant to have your freedom taken away, to be tossed in a dirty little 100-foot square cell.
No.
So it wasn't pleasant at all.
Were you alone? Did they segregate you out, or were you with other people in there?
We were in the general booking area. Chanda was there as well as Daniel. And then later on, after about 3 or 4 hours there, they took us up, made us change into the traditional gear, and they took us up to a private cell, which was isolated.
So, let's see. Was that your first time behind bars, John, or have you been arrested before?
First time. I got my wings.
God. Congratulations. So what's the plan? Clearly, is this a Class A? Do they have Class A, Class B misdemeanors down there? Is it a misdemeanor, et cetera, violation? Do you know any of that detail at this point?
Yeah, we have A, B, and C misdemeanors and felonies. It's a Class B misdemeanor, punishable with up to $2,000 fine and 60 days in jail. I plan on getting a legal representation and fighting those charges and then pursuing whatever means after that to ensure that I'm compensated for the burden that they put on me, and also to work politically to see about banning free speech zones entirely in Austin to make sure that type of stuff never happens to anybody else.
Glad you're all right. Glad that things went as smoothly as they could have, all things considered. And sorry to hear that free speech is dead in Texas.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, too.
That's unfortunate. Well, thank you guys for the inspiration and the motivation. You guys are holding it down real strong up there, just simply choosing your freedom. And unfortunately, sometimes consequences, it's jail time as a consequence. And it's a sad day in America when free speech becomes civil disobedience. But you guys keep it up down there.
It is a sad day.
Sometimes the only way to freedom is through a cage. I thank you, John, for the call tonight. Keep us in the loop as to what's going on out there. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves. I don't have the Martin Luther King quote in front of me, but I was reading one recently about how he was happy to be arrested for some of the things that that he did. A lot of people would suggest that you should be frightened or intimidated or scared by their process and their arrests and their cages. And he was overjoyed because he was being arrested by an unjust system, because it showed itself. It allowed the people within that system to show themselves who they really were. For who they really were, and that is people that were advocating inhumanity toward their fellow man. It doesn't make them look very good when they do that stuff. Of course, there are the people that support the system, that cheer it on in all of its depravity, and those people, I don't know if there's much hope for them. Maybe there is. Maybe there is, but I tend to not really worry myself too much about what they're saying. And, of course, that is the kind of view of the establishment, as has been echoed by a local newspaper here in Keene, New Hampshire. If you were listening to the show about a week ago, you know that I was arrested on Thursday for being in the city council chambers while enjoying a beverage from a brown bottle, which was labeled not a beer. It happened to have water in it. And because I asserted my right to privacy, as John Bush was asserting his right to free speech on public property, because I asserted my right to privacy on public property and wouldn't hand over the bottle for a search, they arrested me on so-called disorderly conduct charges. They also arrested Sam from ObscureTruth.com and another lady activist here, Monica. So I'm not sure when their trials are going to be, but my trial date is scheduled for December. And there's already talk about there's been talk about some sort of a countersuit to put a stop to this kind of nonsense in the future, and I'm feeling a little more open-minded to that sort of an option right now as a harm reduction method, because the bureaucrats themselves won't be held individually accountable. The bureaucrats themselves, you know, they're not going to have to go to jail or anything like that. So they wouldn't be aggressed against personally in some sort of a countersuit. But the city of Keene might have to pony up some cash in order to make a settlement or something like that. So who knows where all that's going to end up panning out. But nonetheless, I think it's just the case that, unfortunately, in order to get to freedom, you're going to have to do more than just beg, because begging hasn't really worked so far. Begging and cajoling the politicians to let you be free people, how's that worked so far in the past? Not so well.
Well, if by begging you mean running candidates and stuff like that, I think the Free State Project has shown that you can do all kinds of activism and have success at it. It's just it's a matter of doing what speaks to your heart, I guess.
That's right. 1-800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever you want and take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231. Coming up, 7 reasons not to send your kids to college. We'll share them with you and take your calls as well. It's Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring 2 wind generators on just 1 tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
And now for another exciting minute from Life Change Tea. To all our Life Change Tea customers, it's sale time. Buy three, get one free. Buy three packages of Life Change Tea and get one package absolutely free. Now to all of you that have not tried Life Change Tea, here's your chance. Buy three, get one free. Clean toxins and chemicals inside your body. Lose inches off your waist, and you could lose that excess weight that's been driving you crazy. And with our buy three, get one free sale, it's a great time to order. So here's how. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Look for our special, or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. It feels good to be clean, and it feels good to lose weight, and it really feels good to save money. So order now at GetTheTea.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, bring up whatever's on your mind by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. And if you want to help support the show, there's a few different ways you can do that. One of them is by shopping with us. Just go to Amazon.freetalklive.com, get your shopping done, get the stuff that you need, the stuff that you want, get it delivered to your door, dozens of categories. I don't know how many items they've got. It's got to be millions.
Millions. It's got to be.
Huge. Get your shopping done over at Amazon.freetalklive.com and get free Super Saver shipping on a whole lot of the brand new items there. Of course, there's also used as well if you want to save a few more bucks. Go to Amazon.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. Story from DailyFinance.com. And this is a theme. This is one of my favorite themes on this program, is that stuff they tell you that you should do, probably not the best idea. Specifically, in this case, college. It's one of those things that they are constantly indoctrinating young people with as they're growing up. Now, if you want to be successful, you've got to go to college. You've got to get your degree. You hear it over and over again when you're going up through middle school and through, especially through high school. Okay, kids, we've got college day coming up. Come on out. You've got to meet all the recruiters.
I think there was a time when this was more true than it is today. And it just goes to show how public sentiment tends to lag over what reality is. I think that college, college today can be a great idea, for one, if somebody else pays for it, mm-hmm. like, say, a scholarship or something like that. There's some rich uncle that dies and decides that rather than give you some money that you can open a business with, he's only going to give you a college fund. Fine. Use the college fund for college and then, get started with life. But so many of these kids go because they're told that they've got to go to college. They go and they rack up these huge debts that put them a decade behind anybody else.
So Daily Finance has seven tips for you here, seven reasons to say no college to your kids. Imagine a retirement where you could have an extra million to 3 million in the bank with basically no effort. Now imagine telling your kids that you aren't going to send them to college. And, you go on, you want them to immediately start a business or get to work as soon as they finish high school. I would say get to work before you finish high school. What the heck do you want to be there for? Anyway, these are difficult things to imagine because we've been so scammed by the career industry that tells us we need college degrees in order to succeed in life, regardless of how much money we spend on for those degrees or what we actually do with our lives during the 4 to 8 years that it takes us to get those degrees.
Now, I agree with that. I think that there are, you know, the people that go back to school to learn a specific thing that they believe they're going to use to better their career and stuff like that, that I support much more.
Sometimes a career path will actually put you through the college. So
indeed. That certainly happens. I'm all for education you need. I'm against education. Education you don't. And so many 18-year-olds pop out of 12th grade and think that college is 13th grade and that they've just, you know, that they just have to sign. Yeah, they have to just have to sign a piece of paper that, you know, hangs this huge debt over their head. They don't know anything about debt, and they just go ahead and sign it, and they'll get themselves a good old-fashioned communications or liberal arts degree or something that's equally as useless, sociology, psychology, the French horn, I don't know what. And then they spend a decade working it off. I mean,
but Mark, it's all worth it for the connections that you'll make. Networking.
I think you should talk to people who have been to college about this, because I don't believe that's true anymore.
You don't want to just talk to the college
recruiters? I think that
was
true 40 years, 50 years ago when there was a good old boys club, and you need to do that. But now there's so many people who have been to college in so many places, I don't think it's worth the networking at all.
Yeah, the fact is,
my wife got a degree. I've been paying that thing off since she's been a stay-at-home mom. It's really sweet. What kind of networking did she get out of that? I certainly didn't meet her at college.
Yeah, how many of her old college networked buddies are in any way involved in her life?
Not one is the answer to that.
And then, of course, there's the promise of more money, which is what the college recruiters like to tout as one of the big reasons. Well, you're going to make more. Well, as we've discovered, that's not quite true. In fact, I think they're going to touch on that here. So let's jump in. According to DailyFinance.com, the article writer says, in my view, the entire college degree industry, this is James Altucher, is a scam, he says, a self-perpetuating Ponzi scheme that needs to stop right now. Here are 7 reasons to say no college to your kids. Number 1, more than 60% of people entering college take more than 4 years to graduate. So whatever you think your kids are going to cost you to go to college, add 20% to 100% to that number. Number 2, the cost of the average college tuition has gone up 9-fold since 1976, versus 7-fold for healthcare and 3-fold for inflation. Number 3, the differential in lifetime income between a college graduate and a non-college graduate over a 45-year career is approximately $800,000. Read on, they say. Number 4, if I put that $200,000 that I would have spent per child to cover tuition costs, living expenses, books, etc., into bonds yielding just 3%, any muni bonds, he says, and let it compound for 49 years, adding back in the 4 years of college, I get $851,000. So my kids can avoid college and still end up with the same amount in the worst case.
Yeah, $840,000 ought to buy you a car in 2035 or whatever.
Number 5, but he's pointing out there that putting all that money in up front into this college education isn't really worth it when you can make as much on the back end just by investing the same amount of money.
It may be true. I don't know. I mean, I think that a college is valuable for people that know what they're going to do. And those people aren't 18, is what my – generally not 18. I'm always very impressed by the figure skaters who are, you know, in their mid-20s. They're at the Olympics and they're doing their double axel backflips or whatever it is that they do out there, and they've been doing it since they were 9. I'm always very impressed with those people, but that's the reason that they're Olympic level athletes, is because they found something that they're so incredibly passionate about. 18-year-old kids are passionate about beer and the opposite sex and cars. You know, college doesn't teach you, well, I guess it teaches you plenty about those things, but you don't need to spend the money for it. It's my opinion you should go out and get a real job so you know what it's like to work, And then
start your own business. Find out what you love to do, and then figure out
what that's really what it's all about. Now, I can't say I went out and found out what I wanted to do. In fact, it found me.
Sometimes that happens.
It does happen. But I think you need to get out there and work every day. When you go to college, you get yourself a 4-year degree. Then you go out and you realize, huh, I hate this crap, because college doesn't even teach you what it's like to do it.
Well, remember the other important point, Mark, about this $800,000 difference. Again, the differential between lifetime incomes between a college graduate and a non-college graduate over 45 years is approximately $800,000. Some numbers have shown that as being higher. It just all depends on who you're talking to. But either way, when you look at that, when you look at the number, that difference, let's see, I forgot where I was going to go with that point. The $800,000 difference that they're pointing out here in this story includes the people who are really, really making a lot of money. Like, when you look at the spectrum of college graduates, you mentioned the communications degrees, the liberal arts degrees.
Right.
I think it would be interesting to see, of the liberal arts degrees, what the lifetime income differential is.
Right.
Because when you factor in the lawyers and the doctors and the big, big earners, then that brings that number up. That allows the college proponents to really put out a big number. Like, well, the average of the money you'll make is this amount.
Take out the doctors,
when you factor them out.
Take out the doctors, the lawyers, and the engineers. Take out the ones that, you know, because nobody just takes it's rare for somebody to take pre-med that doesn't intend to be to go to be a doctor. It's rare for somebody to take pre-law that doesn't intend to be a lawyer. It's rare for somebody to take whatever courses are to be an engineer that doesn't intend to be an engineer. But college is just chock full of stupid, worthless degrees, or nearly worthless degrees.
Right. So that's I've never seen those numbers. I don't know. Maybe somebody has actually crunched those numbers.
Right.
But look,
if you
at
could,
that.
I'd love to take out
100 grand. Maybe
take out the graduate students. You know, people that
look at 4-year people.
Yeah, people that have only taken 4-year degrees. Mm-hmm. I would love to see what they make comparatively. And I'd like to point out that somebody that goes on to college has more drive generally. So what you're finding is people with more drive make more money. What a surprise.
Yeah, if you get out there and you're persistent and you get out there and you do what you love to do, you will be successful. And you shouldn't kick yourself over not having a college degree, because, again, if you look at the people with just the 4-year degrees, I don't know, I'm speculating as to what extra they would make over an entire 45-year working lifespan. But let's just say it's, you know, a couple hundred thousand dollars, because they're saying here it's $800,000 on average. So let's just talk about the average 4-year person, let's just say it's a couple hundred thousand dollars. How much are you paying on interest on that college loan? You've got, what, $50,000, maybe $30,000 in college loans, maybe more than that, and then you're paying a bunch of interest on that. What does that come at? What does that compound to? What does the average college student end up paying out on that college loan down the line? If you've got $50,000 in loans, what do you end up paying later? $100,000? I don't know. I've never run the numbers. We'd love to hear from you at 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.